Here is a short outline of my talk. I will start with an introduction and motivation. How did we get the idea to use terrestrial digital video broadcast to support ad hoc security? It actually all started with the Virtual City Portal, a prototypical application we are building in a project with BMW. So we have a lab testbed and a mobile testbed. I will show some slides about that. After that, I will talk about the main part of this presentation, the DVB-T broadcast for security support. First, the basic ideas and problems with this approach, and also possible optimizations. In the last points, I will show you the simulation tool we have developed. First, results and an outlook about further work. So the Virtual City Portal, what is it all about? If you imagine a city and a driver coming into the city, can be a businessman, a tourist, for example, there is a lot of location-dependent information around in the city that can not be given to the driver efficiently just now. So if you imagine the current situation within the car, if you're lucky, you have some cellular things within your car, you can make data transmission like wireless application protocol into your car, but we are not really lucky with these techniques because you don't have very much bandwidth, it's slow, it's expensive, and you have troubles with location dependency, especially with fine granularity in location dependence. So our idea was to take all wireless networks that are available just now and to integrate the car into these wireless networks. So what we are working with are digital video broadcast, digital audio broadcast, also cellular systems like GSM, GPRS, and also ad hoc connectivity between cars, multi-hop between cars, but also between cars and infrastructure like gas stations, parking spaces, restaurants, local information points, and so on. So here is a screenshot of the prototypical application. Here are some pictures of Munich. And on the left side, you can see the different actions the driver can perform. He can bookmark interesting places. He can look for free parking spaces. He can request tourist information. It's also possible to do some hotel reservation with the system, and so on. Here is a short overview of our lab testbed. In a previous project, we did develop this part where we can transmit IP data via a digital video broadcast stream. So here we have the satellite receiver, the IP packet inverter that inserts IP packets onto the DVB stream, a BP that is connected to the IP packet inverter sends the data. And here we have a DVB sender, and in our lab test bed, instead of terrestrial DVB, we use DVB-C cable DVB, but it's actually the same. Here we have a local information point. It's a PC that is equipped with a wireless LAN card. The mobile users can connect to this local information point. And on the backside, this local information point is also connected to the institute's LAN. So it is possible for the mobile user to connect to a local information point and to request that certain information is inserted in the DVB broadcast. The other two mobile users, one is equipped with wireless LAN only, one is equipped with wireless LAN and DVB-C, and one with wireless LAN and the GPRS card. Here is a picture of our mobile testbed. So everything that has been tested in our lab testbed is integrated into our mobile testbed. So we have done some first basic tests that works fine. Just now we are working to integrate the DVB cards into the cars. Yeah. A great project. But now the security part. Ad hoc security now, it's rather complicated. There are some approaches for standalone ad hoc security, but a lot of constraints on the network, and the question is if these approaches can be used in practice. So usually, if they work, they create a very, very large communication overhead. They're very interactive. The main problems of ad hoc security so far are that everything has to be distributed and no central entities should be created within the network. So it's still a very active research issue. What we did do to secure communication in our vehicular ad hoc network was to use the digital video broadcast to create a trusted third party. The basic idea is to do cyclic rebroadcasts of public keys of the nodes, and it's also possible with the DB broadcast to make a synchronized ad hoc network, so it has a global clock for all the nodes. This slide shows the system in a little more detail. So the certification authority is formed using the DBP sender, and all mobile node keys are registered at the DBP sender as a certification authority. The key of the certification authority is known to all the nodes, and then we have two scenarios. The first scenario is that each node has a DBP receiver. The second scenario is that only some of the nodes are equipped with DBP receivers, and data also has to be distributed within the ad hoc network, directly or multi-hub. And in the last step, the DBP sender will broadcast the node signed public keys periodically. One application for this system was a modification of the AODD routing protocol. With this modification, only authenticated nodes. Nodes of the public keys are known. Public keys are included in the DBP broadcast and used for routing. This is shown on this slide. We have source node, a destination node. You can see the transmission range. The green nodes cannot be authenticated, and we have the gray nodes that can be authenticated with the DBP broadcast. Plain AODV will find a route like this. And with the modification, we will only get secure routes that only use authenticated nodes. So some problems with this approach. Very certainly will have longer delay for route setups, and depending on the number of nodes and the available DBP bandwidth, the DBP sender can be a bottleneck. So some optimizations for this approach are the registration of vehicles that are within the range of one DBP sender. So for the virtual city portal, this can be done with local information points. Infrastructure, when a car passes by the local information point, it registers with the local information point and its public key is included in the local DBP broadcast. Another optimization is a web of trust. The basic idea behind this is that a source node that wants to communicate with its destination does not have to listen only to the DBP broadcast, but can instead ask surrounding nodes, already trusted nodes, to give him the signed key of the destination node. And the third planned optimization is a sort of key caching within the car. We are thinking about a GPS-based caching, so the basic assumption is that nodes within a local area will communicate more often. So the key caching is based on the distance between the nodes and also on the frequency of communication between the nodes. Here is a short overview of the simulation tool we did develop. And with this simulation tool, actually, we are facing one problem we also discussed yesterday in the RAND session. What is the effect of the lower layers on higher layer protocols? So in our simulation tool, we do not want and don't have the time to create realistic models of physical layer and MAC layers. We want to do this in a very simple manner. We have only do some abstractions of physical and MAC layers. And yeah, let's see what the results are. In our simulation tool, basically, one can define different node sets. In this example, you have node set car, node set pedestrians, bicycles. And nodes within node sets have the same properties in this means same mobility models, same transmission power, and so on. Here you can see screenshots from the configuration windows, basically, where you can define the different node sets and the properties of the nodes within the node set. And here also the output. And the graphical output can also be used to modify the properties of the nodes during the simulation. Some very preliminary results are also available just now. We have not compared it with other simulators. It has to be done. It's more interesting is what we are looking at. Here you can see the number of control messages for AODV and for the modifications of AODV. The percentage values in here, 90%, 80%. This means that 90% of the public keys, the available public keys, can be seen when we try to set up a root. Sorry? Three lines, yeah. But very, very clear. And we are also interested in parameters like the number of dropped route request packets due to failed authentication, such things. Okay, this last slide. So for further work, we will very certainly do more studies on DVBT security performance. We want to integrate some road-based mobility models, as we have a vehicular project and located location-aided routing enhancements. We also want to simulate the security optimizations, especially the key caching, map of trust, and position-based approach. And we want to do a comparison of the simulation results from our simulator without lower-layer models with GlomoSim. And the second point will be some conceptual work on secure ad hoc multi-hub communication, not only for broadcast-supported networks, but also for networks that can access gateways to the internet, local information points, or have partial cellular connections. Thank you for your attention.